Armadoxy for today, dropping supernatural prejudices. At the end of the last century, musician-guitarist extraordinaire Carlos Santana put out an album of music under the title Supernatural. The album was a huge success, including breaking the record for the most Grammy Awards, which up until that time was held by legendary pop star Michael Jackson. The album featured artists from CeeLo Green to Dave Matthews to Eric Clapton and many others. Santana used the name Supernatural for this album because it was beyond the natural that such greats would come together to put together this music. He felt that the call to come together was also supernatural. Often we find ourselves in unexplainable situations, and when we run out of those explanations, we appeal to the supernatural. Yes, we can say that it was a group of talented musicians that brought about this acclaim, to say the least. But Carlos Santana chose to say the most and said it was supernatural. Some will doubt that there was anything supernatural about this. Others will swear by it, while still others will not even care how the music was produced, as much as it was good music which they were able to enjoy. For the most part, people have prejudices against supernatural events because these events don't fit nicely in the order of their universe. Before the civil rights movement and legislation in the 1960s, Black Americans were asked or forcibly placed to the back of the bus. That was their place. They were told by people who prejudged them, which is what prejudice means, to prejudge. Because religion has not presented the supernatural in an accessible manner, or as Einstein alluded, our dull faculties are not tuned in to understand senses beyond ourselves, we harbor these prejudices. Presenting the effects of the supernatural is not an easy task. Think of Santana's album. Finding the effects is easy because it is the product itself. Armadoxy makes the effects of the supernatural just as easy to find in the work of the church by pointing to the life that has been lived and is lived by Armenians as a miracle of the supernatural. Think of it, a group of people who have no military strategy, no military, no political might, no political ally. And not only they live, but they thrive. It can only be attributed to the supernatural force. It is on the same scale as Santana's claim of a supernatural force bringing the musicians and music together. Today's challenge is to drop our prejudices and not confine religious experience to its place or where it belongs. Rather, let's understand that supernatural occurrences are really more common than we are led to believe. Of course, if we are willing to look within. We pray today, Lord, help me to look within. Allow me to inventory my life and see the true miracles, including my life, my family, my relationships that sustain me. May I be open to the natural and to the supernatural. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.